What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Make the Day Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Luther, and it is a beautiful Monday here in Dallas, Texas. And guys, we got so much to catch up on. We've been apart, separated, whatever, for 10 weeks. And in that time, we made a crazy transition from South Florida to Dallas, Texas. And there's so much to share from that experience. But before we get into that, I want to thank everybody who has been here along this journey, who has shown support for this show, who has come on here, shared your message, shared your experiences, shared your lessons, opened up and was vulnerable with our community so that they can see that we all face similar issues. And if we can help somebody through the issues that they're facing or help them avoid the issues that we've experienced, then it was all worth it. But guys, getting back to this crazy season, right? It's been 10 weeks since we've last talked. We moved from South Florida, beautiful 70, 80 degree weather, to Dallas, Texas. And I'm going to throw in here because this was not expected, but we were out here in January, and when we were here for an event, there was a cold snap that went through, literally froze the city and shut it down. And I remember still talking at that event, hey, I'm moving to Dallas. And everybody was like, yeah, this is like the one time a year it happens. Cool. So anyway, job offers lined up. Everything's ready to go. We're just playing the waiting game now. For the moment that we can head out from South Florida and make the drive to Dallas. We had a couple of events lined up, one in January, one in February, and then after the February one, we were hitting the road and not looking back. And we get out here, and I will tell you, as a South Florida boy for like 10 years, that I was not prepared for the next couple months and what it brought with the cool weather. Needless to say, we made it through. We made it happen. We got situated. We have the studio set up now. We are ready to roll. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to share some messages that we've experienced along the way, things that we experience on the daily and the lessons that come with it. You know, one of the apps that I use in my daily routine, and trust me guys, I have my hangups. I miss a day here and there, but it's a daily G-code app, and I go in there and I log my wins. I log my what I'm grateful for, and it's just a huge game changer. And in that is the lessons that we learn, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the lessons that we learned along the way, and one of them is just as simple as stepping out and stepping up. Because I think all too often we get hung up on the what if, or should I, or could I, or even the word try, right? Try is a horrible word for our vocabulary. But we get hung up and we don't step up and step out. And I know I am just as guilty as the next person of not living up to my full potential, of selling myself short to appease others. And a lot of that has to deal with somebody in our life who at some point in time took us and literally chopped us in half. And I'm not meaning like they physically cut off an arm and a leg and an ear and whatever else. But I mean, they ripped into your soul. And they took one of the greatest things that you have from you. You know, I'm going to rewind this a bit because I was reminded the other day that I think it was April 9th or the 11th. One of those days, but it was 11 years ago. So it was 2011. I was working for Verizon Wireless. I was a corporate retail sales rep. Not one of these little kiosk in the mall deals. I was worked for Verizon themselves. And I was doing really good at what I did. And I was reminded by Facebook memories the other day. They came up and said, Now we're talking midway through the month, guys. We're almost midway through the month. But it says it was a good feeling waking up and seeing that my name was the number one spot in the whole state of Florida for new line growth. And that got me to thinking for a quick moment, because in this journey, prior to starting the podcast, prior to getting connected with Apex, prior to going to MDM, prior to connecting with Jamie Hyde, prior to all that, my life had taken me to a point where I'd lost who I was. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know why I was here. I had no win left in me. And then the other day I had this memory pop up and says, hey, listen here. This is who you are. This is who you were. Scratch that. This is who you were. This is who you are. This is who you need to be. And it hit hard. It hit hard for me because I know what that period of time was like in my life. And yeah, it had its flaws. But a lot of good came out of it. But eventually in this journey, somebody says, hey, you don't deserve that. You don't get to have this. I'm bigger than you. I'm wiser than you. I'm older than you. Whatever it may be. Somebody told you that. And ever since then, that voice is keeping you playing small. What's even crazier is it's somebody that's supposed to love you. It's somebody who is supposed to be showing you grace and kindness and goodwill. And they cut into you. They stab the knife through your soul and cut it out of you. And here's what I learned along my journey through all this. And yeah, I face the same issues, guys. I have the little voice in my head that tells me I don't deserve it and I'm not good enough to do it. I'm not good enough to be recording this podcast. I'm not good enough to be connecting with the people I'm connecting with. I'm not good enough to grow my life to what I want it to. That I need to keep playing small and I need to think inside the box. But see, when God created us, right? Because I'm a believer in God. I'm a Christ follower. And yeah, I have my flaws. Again, I'm human. But when God created us, there was no box. We weren't pressed into a cookie cutter and said, here's another one. That's not who we are. If you look, each and every one of us has a unique fingerprint. You're going to tell me we were made out of a box? I call bullshit. But yet here we are in society. They want us to think inside the box. They want us to stay inside the box. They want us to keep believing small. But that's only to make themselves feel better. You know what? You can't win if I can't win. And that small ass mindset is what's holding them back. But you're here listening to this show for a reason. And I want to remind you, and we've talked about it before, but we were created in God's image. We were created in the likeness of God. God created man in his likeness. And I need you to take a step back for a second. I need you to listen to that again. That God created man in his image. because so many of us out there are playing small because of the people that were supposed to love us. And they're holding you back. It's time to shut down that voice in your head as much as possible. And it's time to step out and step into that next thing that you want to do. You want to move across the country? Do it. You want to start a podcast? Do it. You want to start a business? Do it. Because if something is telling you not to do something, I guarantee you, you're being told to do that something for a reason. There would be no reason for the universe, God, or anything else to prevent you from moving forward if you're not meant to be doing it. So guys, I want to thank everybody. I am excited to be back. I'm excited to be sharing this message with you guys. And we are going to get this party started on the right foot. I love you guys. I will talk at you tomorrow, and have a blessed night.